Arif Ismail. And any bird that is not a member of the 24 species, so is not an Iftome, is an Iftoyer. Is an Iftoyer. So Rashi, so that's why Rashi says here, Nesha, Huska Bitnei, Vidonim bin Aviman, the Manesha Miyuche Deile Yechon Miklasimoni Malolo Bitome, Afkoshin Leyechon Miklasimoni Malolo, Minesha will be Tome. So we raise the question, why does Rashi have to say Minesha? Let him say, Afko, Shein Leyechon Miklasimoni Malolo, Tome. The Rashba would say like that. But Rashi Shite is that only the 24 spelled out, only the 24 spelled out by the Torah Atmei, and those are not spelled out by the Torah Atmei. So we cannot say that any, if a certain bird does not possess even one of the Simone Tare, so then it is Tomei. How is it Tomei? It couldn't be in the other 23, a member of the other 23 species. Because the other 23, so either they have one simentare, or they have two simentare, or they have three simonitare. So Nesher is the only species spelled out by the Torah that does not possess in one simentare. So Mimele, and since Rashi Shita is that there is no Eif Tome other than the 24 species, so obviously, if we find a bird that does not have even one simentare and it's Tome, and it couldn't be Tome and not be a member of the 24 species, so obviously it must be a member of the Nesha species. Of the Nesha species, all right. Mi Nesha will be Tome. Avaleiv sheyesh b'yachod mikoleilu toyer. So if an Eif has just one simentare, so it's toy. In other words, so how many simonitare would we have? Altogether four. Three organic and one functional. So Avaleiv sheyesh b'yachod mikoleilu toyer. V'kolshken shnai mushleisho oy kulam chutz. Now, so then the question arises, if there is a halach, we learn out from Nesha, that if an Eif has just one simentare, it's toyer. So, Allah has come with Hamo if it has two simonitare. But there are a number of birds in the list mentioned that have two or three Eif, has two simonitare. Raven. I mean, it's not so certain that Erev is a raven, but according to many Rishonim, Erev is a raven, what we call raven. And the Rosh Miodom, certainly Erev is raven. I mean, this is how it is translated. Of course, every bird mentioned in the Torah, you look up in the translations, on Tzino and the other translations, so there's a name for it, but these names are totally unreliable. Totally unreliable. You don't know, I mean, what these birds are in English, let's say. But Erev, so according to most Rishonim, is what is called in English raven. Erev, whatever Erev is, whether it's a raven or not. So the Gemara says that it has two simonitare, and then they are birds that have three simonitare, according to many Rishonim, not according to all Rishonim. Birds of in the species mentioned, belonging to the species, to the Chavdalet meaning, spelled out in the Torah that have three simonitare, and still it's Tomei. So in other words, so that's an exception. So in other words, according to Rashi, there are two halachas. There is one halacha that, well, I mean, that's halacha pshutim. That all those species spelled out by the Torah in Shmini and Rei Atmei, regardless whether they have simonitar or not. These Atmei, because they are spelled out by the Torah, as the Eifes Mei. But then there is another aloche that if any bird that is not spelled out by the Torah, has has one simentare, then it is toya. But if it doesn't have even one simentare, then it's tome, even though it's not spelled out by the Torah. But then, so if Rashi had agreed with the sheet of the Rashbo, so he could understand the two aloches, because according to the Rashbo, they are, if it's name other than the species spelled out by the Torah. But according to Rashi, there are no if it's name other than the species spelled out by the Torah. So Memele, so what's the significance of this being enough? The man is Shem Yuchet. Dein leachot miklas imonim alolu bitomei. Of course, in leachot miklas imonim alolu mineshahu. So what does it mean, mineshahu? So in final analysis, according to Rashi Shite, there is just one aloche. That if it's name are the 24 species spelled out by the Torah. One of these 24 species is Nesha, eagle. That's one of the 24 species. So what's the purpose of this being enough? What's the purpose of this? So Bishleim Rashi had agreed with the sheet of the Rashbo that there are other species that are made, not spelled out by the Torah. Then we could understand the purpose, the significance of the being enough. In other words, if we find a bird that does not have even one simentare, like Nesher, so even though it's not spelled out, and it's not mentioned in the list, it's still coming. But according to Rashi, there are no Ephist Meim. There are no Ephist Meim that not spelled out, not mentioned in the list. So only those that mention the list. So as far as the list is concerned, what do we need Roshes? What do we need Roshes? We have the list. What do we need Roshes? So the answer is, Rashi emphasizes, Af kol shein leyechod mikola simonim alolu min nesheru. That means, al pidin it's to be considered as belonging to min nesher, to the species of nesher. But it's not an eagle, it's something else. But al pidin, it's considered to belong to the min nesher. So meile, that's the purpose. If without that roshe, so then I would say that if we find the bird that does not have even one of the simone tare, so it should be toya, because after all it's not mentioned in the, it's not one of the 24 species, and an eagle it isn't, doesn't look like an eagle, it doesn't look like an eagle at all. So Mehichatei said that it should be tomei, so it would be toya if not for the binyanav. But the binyanav tells us, no, that if a certain bird, so he does not possess even one simentare, it's deiris and it has no crop, and the kokoven is not niklav, and he doesn't have an extra toe. So then the binyanav tells us, and it doesn't look like any of the 24 species. So the Tinaf tells us, Alpidin, it is to be considered like Minesh. But only because of this Roshe. If we didn't have that Roshe, we wouldn't consider it as a Minesh. So in other words, the Roshe tells us that any bird that does not possess even one simentare, Alpidin is a member of the Nesha species. Alpidin is a member of the Nesha species. I'm sure that since Alpidin is a member of the Nesha species, so there probably has other characteristics that are in common with the eagle. But that's not our affair. I mean, this is what the Drosha tells. But of course, according to the Rashbo, it's much simpler. So in other words, so the Drosha tells us that even another species of birds that is not spelled out by the Torah, so it's also Tomei if it does not possess even one simentar. Alright. Avo if she is by echod mikoleilu toya, because in time you shleish or you kulom, chutz me if it's amforoshi, be parashi. She says a kosefu, she afal pishi is by simentare, even if he tests three simonitare, he's still Thomas. So in other words, So in other words, so we have, so even in final analysis, even according to Rashi, we have two types of Eves Tmeim. One type of Eves Tmeim is because it's spelled out by the Torah. If it's Peres, if it's Osnio, if it's an Erev, if it's an Eitz. You know, I mean, all these, let's say, a hook is an Eves Tmeim. Why? Because a hook is mentioned in the list, in Shmini, and in Re. And then we have another aloche. We have another aloche that even if it is not spelled out, but if it does not possess even one cementare, it's also Tommy. All right. Again, Rashi spells it out. El chovdale da amulim kam. So, but the Rashi is chelik on the Rashi. Uvahana chovdale damrinon viizbe ubichule simone tare chutz min anesha. Chutz anesha. All right. So the Gemara says, "Toner efchi eif abo b'simenech otoy v'vishinidei malinesha nesha diles leklalu d'leitecha." So Reb Chiya says that if a bird has one cementare, so it's toy. Why? Because it's not dum yet, it's not deimet to nesher, because in nesher an eagle has no simonitare. Has no simonitare. So only if a bird has no simonitare. But if it has one, so it's toy. So that's a drosh. So you more as a kashe vilila mikeri. From the turtle doves, materi, that's it, an iftoya, materi in the kekula abo, afochaname adi kekula abo. Why do you learn out from it being enough? From nesher, that only nesher, that has no simonitar, is done. But if it has one simonitar, even though it does not have the other simonitar, so it's toya, except if it is one of the meaning spelled out explicitly by the Torah. So let's learn out from Teirim. Teirim is in Torah, they are only Kobones. And Teirim have all the four simonitari. So let us learn out that only if a bird has all the four, but if it does not have all the four, even though it's not one of the meaning explicitly spelled out, so then, it should be Tomei. V'loyel v'teiri matirin di kekula abo af ochanam di kekula abo. So the Gemara answers, im kein shor if es tmeim, because rachmona lomali. Because among the 24 species spelled out by the Torah, so there isn't even one that has all the four simonita. They are, according to many Rishonim, according to the Gersos Hagenim, I mean, and Gersos Rashi, Teisves, so they are a number of birds, of species, mentioned in the Torah, that have three simonitar. But four simonitar, there isn't even one species in the 24. So if we were to assume that only a bird that has all the four simonitar, so why did the Torah have to spell out 24 species? All the 24, so there isn't even one in the 24 that has all the four simonitari. So Mimele, without spelling it out, I would know that it's Tomei because of that Biyav, so that Zerayah sees the Torah did spell out all these Eifes, and not one even has all the four simonitare, so it's a raya that if the Torah had not spelled out, I would consider them toya. Why? Because many of those spelled out by the Torah many of those spelled out by the Torah have one or two or three and so on. Im kein shor if it be because achmona lomali. Alright. So mimele we cannot learn out. It's we cannot learn out from Teirim. But we do learn out from Tehillim. What do we learn out from Tehillim? Ligabi Kobonis. So in other words, but the Braise did mention a being an av in connection with Tehillim as well. Because the Braise mentioned Manesha Miyuchashim Lez Bayisira Bezekir in Kovani Kovani Tiris Beyichu Tomei Avko Kayetze Bey Tomei Tehillim Sheish Lez Bayisira Bezekir Kovani Kovani Tiris Beyichu in Tehillim Avko Kayetze Ben Tehillim. So we have it Roshe Zelum Azeh Zulum Azu we have. The answer is that we have two droshes. We have one droshe vis-a-vis achile. So vis-a-vis achile, so how many simonitare do we require? Only one. Except if it's spelled out in the list. So then, even though it has one, even though it has two, even though it has three simonitare, it's still osir. But if it's not spelled out, so we only need one simonitare to be mutar b'achile. And then, that's the droshe of nesha. Then we have the binyanav from Tehillim ligabi korbanos. That in other words, in order to be holy korban, so the bird must have all the four simonitare. So with one simonitare, it is ro leachile. It is toyer ligabi achile. But it's not toyer ligabi akroves korban unless it has all the four simonitare. So each droshe, each binyanav has its own purpose. All right. Now the Gemara says, "Kashe v'neilach minaye ma'o som tlote v'lo yachlinon af kol tlote v'lo neichal v'kol shkin trei v'chad." Now there are many species spelled out in the list in Shmini and Rei that have three simonim. So let us learn out, Ibn Matzinu, that just as these, meaning whatever they are, let's say a talif or an eitz, whatever they are, they have three simonitare, and still they are rosei abachile. So let us learn out it roshe, that anything that has only three simonitare is still an iftom ilachile. Why don't we learn out? Naturally, if we learn out from the meaning that are spelled out as may, and which have three simonitare, so that if a bird has even three simonitare, not four, so it's tomei. So certainly, if it has only two or one, it's certainly tummy. So the Gemara says, "Im kei neiriv because Rachmona lomali, hash this litlote leachlinon, this litremi boye." If the kavones aposik in spelling out certain species of birds that have three simonitar had been to advise us that anything analogous to these species that have even three simonitare, but not all four. So, atmein, so why did the Torah have to spell out Erev, Erev? The Kabbalah is that it has only two simonitare. And Peres Vosni, or the Kabbalah is that it has only one simonitare. So why? So it's superfluous for the Torah to spell out Erev is Osabachile. If there is a drosha from the Ebamamatzinu, Ebinyanav, from the meaning that has three simonitare, that anything that has three, only three, not four, is tomei, so it's not necessary for the Torah to spell out the teirev that has only two, or paras nozni, or that has only one simonitare, is tomei. It's a kalchim of logic. So the fact that the Torah spelled out eirev and paras nozni indicates that there is no such binyanav that from the meaning that have three, that any bird that has three simonitaro is still top. Hashli islay totlachnan isli trimi boy. Now the Gemara sikashe vilelaf meire. Let us learn how to be an a from meire. Ma osom treiloi afkol treiloi. Let us learn how to be enough from Erev, just as Erev has two simonitare. So, and still it's Tomei. So any bird that has only two is Tomei. So then the Gemara answers, no, we couldn't say that the Kavonah Sator in mentioning Erev had been to teach us, to advise us, that anything like Erev to Simonitari is Tomei. So then, if that had been the Kavonah Sator in mentioning Erev, why did the Torah, after mentioning Erev, mention Peres Vosnoy also? Now the Kabbalah is that Peres Vosnoy has only one Simonitari. Im kin Peres Vosnoy, kotz rachmona lomali, hash dis letreilu yachlinon, dis lechad mebat. All right. So now the Gemara is the kasha. We need ma mi peres v'oznio. So let us learn out from peres v'oznio. Peres v'oznio, the Kabbalah is that it has one cimentare. That anything that has just one and no more is tome. Any bird not explicitly spelled out in the list and that has only one is tome. So the Gemara says, no, im kinesha likos of Rachmona Lomeli, hashli dis lechad leachlinon, di les lekal mi boy. So if the Kavonah Sator in spelling out Peres V'oznio, which have only one simentare, had been to teach us that one simentare is tome, one, if it's one simentare only, so it's tome, so then the Torah wouldn't have to spell out Nesha. Nesha doesn't have even one. If the Torah had already implied through the Droshe of the Binyanav that even with one it's Tomei, Elchaz Kama Vechamo Nesha, that does not even have one Simentare. So the fact that the Torah spelled out Nesha that does not have even one, so that indicates herein the Torah advised us that only something like Nesha that does not have even one cimentary stomach. But if a bird, not spelled out explicitly in the Torah, has a one cimentary, it's toyer, except if it is spelled out. So then it's tome because it's spelled out. So that's maskona v'gemar. Im kinesh k'tachmon alomeli, hash nis lechad lachlin les lekal meboye, elunesh les lekal hud leitecha, hod is lechad ochet. Vele time is now the Gemara Sekasha. Vele time, because of Rachmon and Esh, ho la voche, hava mine, leilev mi peres v'oznio. But if the Torah had not spelled out Nesha, that it's Tomei, suppose the Torah would have omitted Nesha, then I would have learned out from peres v'oznio that anything that has only one simen, tare, is Tomei. Then I would say, that a bird that has only one cimentare is tome. How could I say, even if Nesher had not been spelled out, how could I learn out from Peres V'oznio that one cimentare is tome? But Peres has one and Oznio has one. So shneiks v'maboyim kechot v'milamdim. And what does it mean? So maybe we couldn't learn out that it's tome. On the contrary, it should be toyer. Because why does the Torah have to mention both species, Peres and Oznio? So how could I learn out even without Nesher being mentioned? One second, please. Let me go over here. Even without Nesher, how could I learn out that from Peres V'Oznio that one cimentari is Tomei? After all, if Nesher had been mentioned, so Peres and Oznio would be two ksuvim, each one having only one semen. And so how could the Kavonah Sator be that with one semen it's Tomei? If with one semen it's Tomei, so the Torah should have mentioned just Peres by itself or Oznio by itself, not Peres and Oznio together. So the Gemara says, no, that Peres V'Oznio, if Nesher hadn't been mentioned by the Torah, so then I could learn out from Peres V'Oznio that with one cimentare it's done. And I wouldn't say that Peres V'Oznio themselves are snakes of him, because Peres V'Oznio, each one of the two has a cimentare, but they do not possess the same cimentare. So in other words, let's say if we call, let's say, the force monetare, A, B, C, and D. So let's say, so Peres possesses simen A, and Oznio possesses simentare of B. Let's say A might be Kukovone Niklav, and B might be Zefet. So in other words, I'm saying the dimyan. So the chmosho. So memele, it's not shnei ksuvim aboim keachot. So dimyan dike b'hai leke b'hayu, dike b'hai leke b'hayu. So true that Paris has only one cimentare and Osnio, but it's not the same. The same cimentare. So mer de naudi moras another kash. Mer de eschim v'aboi fest meim had. Yev shad echad dike b'hanach leke b'hanach. We have a lishnik sum aboim keachot. So Gemara says, Gemira esrim varboi fest meimam. Varbo simonim tlote hatre bichule. That's the girse sagini. And that's the girse of Rashi and Teisis. So varbo simonim tlote hatre bichule. Esrim ihem shleisho shleisho. Utrei beirei. So 20 of them. So 20 species spelled out explicitly by the Torah. So each one of them according to the Gersas Agenim, according to Rashi's Gersas, according to Teisis Gersas. So all together we have 24 species. I mean, if you count them up, so you'll find less than 24. But the more is Marbe from Lemine, extra species. So in other words, the Irev, and the Limine of the Irev. So all together with the Droshes of the Limine, we have 24. So 20 species. So each one of the 20 species spelled out by the Torah has three simonetara, and still it's Tommy, because the Torah says so. And then, so, Klote Atre Bechul, Esri Mehem Shleisho Shleisho. And then Utrei Beire, and the Erev possesses two simon. Utrei Beire. And then one simon, Tyre is possessed by Peres. One simon is possessed by Osnio. But it's not the same simon. Not the same simon Tyre that is possessed by Peres is possessed by Osnio. So had the parent had was near. The is a behold, less a behold. So the male it's not snakes in my boy in care. Maudi tamele left me nay, cause of Rachmone Nesher. Nesher. So if the Torah hadn't said Nesher, I hadn't mentioned Nesher, then I could learn out from Paris Rosnio. And Paris Rosnio wouldn't be snakes in my boy in care. But now that the Torah, so if the Torah hadn't mentioned Nesher, I would learn out from Paris Rosnio. That if a bird has only one cimentare, it's dome. But now that the Torah spelled out Nesher, so the drosha is that even if it has just one cimentare, it's doya. Unless it is spelled out by the Torah, so then we don't. It doesn't matter how many simonetare it has. Says Ma'uti merely because Achmona Nesher Nesher lesli cloud leteicha hoike bislicha doch. Now the Gemara comes. Elo Turin because of Rachmon Elomali. So in other words, so we have it Roshe from Nesher that if a certain word is not spelled out by the Torah, so then it is, and it has one cimentare only, so it's Toya. So what's the significance of the purpose of the Binyana from Teirin? Teirin has all the four cimentare. Teirin because of Rachmon Elomali. Because, in other words, in order to be considered toya likom, so a bird must have four simonetar. Omer Rav Nachman. So now Rav Nachman says. Now, so this is the girsah again. But there is the girsah of the Balamoya mentions, and the other Rishonim mentioned the shite of Rabin Meishi Bar Yosef. And it seems many Rishonim agree with that chicken of Rav Meishi Bar Rav Yosef. So first of all, they are not geiris. Ma'osom plote velo yachlinon, they are not geiris. Because if we are geiris, ma'osom plote velo yachlinon. So that implies that they are species spelled out explicitly by the Torah that have as many as three simonetare. They are not geiris that. And then here, when so, they are not geiris, Klose hadre bichule, but klose ise bichule. Es klose ise bichule. They are geiris. They're not geiris. Klose hadre bichule esri mehem shleisho. So esri mehem So shloshe ise be'esrim mehen the ageres. In other words, there's the shita of Rav Meshi Barab Yosef. So according to Rav Meshi Barab Yosef, the Gemara is saying that of the 24 species spelled out by the Torah as Eifest Meim, so 20 species have just one cimentar, not three. They're not there, is that there are three. In 20 species of those spelled out in the Torah have three cimentar, but they are the 20 species of those species spelled out in the Torah have just one cimentar. But one of the 20 has one kind of semen, and then the other kind of semen. So 20 have just one simentare, and the Erev has two simonitare. And Paris Viosdio also have just one simentare. Now one of the two, either Paris or Osnio, has the same simentare that is possessed by one of the 20 or by a few of the 20, and one of Paris of Osnio, it's not known, has a new cimentar that is not possessed by the 20, by any one of the 20 species. All right, this is the shite of Rav Reb Meshi Barab Yosef. Omer Rav Nachman, hoyo boki bohenu vishmisei, eif habo bisimonecho toi. Now, if you want to see the shita of Rav Reb Meshi Barab Yosef, so you go over the Rif, not the Rif, the Rif doesn't mention, but the Lamoyer on the Rif. Now you should go over the Rif, but then the Ran on the Rif. The Ran on the Rif mentions all the Shittes of Rishenim. And then, of course, the Balamoya mentions the Girse and the Shitte of Harav Reb Meshi Barab Yosef on this Gemara. So without going over the Ran, you couldn't really know the various Shittes of Rishenim on it. And he says, at the end, he says, Eloikra Shel Dvorim, Tafrofale from the base. כמו שפירש הרב רב מיישב ורב יסב זל, דף חופה לפעמי בייס, ש-24 אפס האמורים בתירו כך נחלוקים לסימניהם. ל-20 מהן יש סימן אחד של תארה בגופה, וכולם די עושים, והאיריב גם כן די ריס, ויש לי סימונים בגופה, והם אצבע יסירו, וכור כבן ניקלה, שכבו בוטקו איסי ומוצו ריקי. All right, so that's the shitty. So in other words, according to, we have two gersois. According to our gersa, that's the gersa Sagini, the gersa of Rashi and Teisves, so the 20 species spelled out in the Torah possess three simonitare. According to the gersa and the shitty of Rav Meshi Barab Yosef, which is probably the shitty of most Rishenim, you see, of most Rishenim, So the 20 species have only one cimentare. Some have one cement, and in other words, and they are all dairies according to Rav Reb Meshi Barab Yosef. So in other words, so 20 species have one of the cimentare begufon. Because why we have four cimentare, but there are three cimentare that are organic simonitare, begufon. And there is one simentare in the dairies, which is a functional simentare. So according to Rav Reb Meshi Barab Yosef, the 20 species have in totality, they possess all the three simonitare begufon. But some of them possess the cimentare of Kokovan and Niklav, some of them possess the cimentare of Ezba Yiseira, some of them possess the cimentare of Zefek, it has a kvap. So, but only one cimentare. And they are all dairies. Now, according to Teisves, and especially Shitas Rav Netam. Shitas Rav Netam spells it out. I mean, that's Teis V'Shite. So that Teis V'Shite says the Gyose Sagenim, our Gyose. So that means the 20 species have three simonitare, but according to Rav Netam, there is one strange thing. They have three simonitare, so but Rav Netam says that among the simonitare is any deiris. Among the simonitare is any deiris, and that's very strange because the birds spelled out by the Torah, if it is what they are, understood to mean, let's say, so they are all birds of prey, they are all ifis adios. But according to Rav Netam, so the 20 species spelled out by the Torah that have three simonitare, so the three simonitare consist of two organic simonim and the functional simonim. And then Peres Osnio, so Peres has one simen and Osnio has one simen. So one of the two has the simen of any day race, and the other one is a day race, but it has one of the organic simen. Which one we don't know. That's Rav Netam Shite. But according to Rav Meshi Bar Rabbi Yosef, so the 20 species, so they only, each one of the 20 species has only one simentare. And that one simentare, each one of the 20 species that is a simentare is a deiris. And the simentare that each one of the 20 species has is an organic simentare. But they are all deiris. All right. They're all deiris. Now, Omar Rav Nachman, Hoyo Boki Bohenu Vishmiseyen. If a Bobi Simonecho Toya, if he's an expert in the birds and he knows which is Paris, which is Osnio, which is Erev, which is Nates, and which is Atala Infoids. I mean, so if he knows the identity of all the 24 species and then he found a new species, so if he finds one cementare, so he can eat it. If I go be simenechotoy, lo yo yo boki bohen vish meseyem be simenechot. So, lo yo yo boki bohen vish meseyem. Suppose he was not a boki. So, if he found something, he doesn't know what it is, the identity. So, if he finds in that something new, simenechot zome. Because it could be Peres, it could be Osnio, according to Rav Meshi Bar Rabbi Yosef, it could be one of the 20 species. Bishnei Simonim, but suppose he finds something, he's not an expert in birds, and he finds a bird, and it has two simonitare, let's say he finds that it has Zefek and Kokovoni Nikla. He doesn't know about anything else. These two simonim means he finds that this new bird has, so he can eat it. As long as he's able to identify an Erev. Because if he's not able to identify an Erev, so this new bird that he found might be the Erev. An Erev has to simonita. V'hu sheyakir Erev. Erev visuloi, v'atanya Erev, ze Erev, v'minei Rav Elazar Emeh lohovi es Azarzir. Now, what we don't know, but you know, if you look for translation, so Erev is translated as a raven. Zarzir is translated as starling, bird starling. All right, but these are totally unreliable. Omru leil Rebleze, aval yanshi kfar tamarte shebiyude hoyoich l'neison, mipni sheyesh lohem zefek, omru lehen afein asitin litnesadim. Dovarachir, limineyu lehovi snunis livono. Give her a blessing. Again, we don't know what Snulis Livono is. And we see that Rishenim didn't know, because Rishenim discussed it. But if you are interested in translations, so Snulis Livono is translated as a white swallow. Now, I don't know whether it is a white swell. Omrolei valianshi goli loeli neichnei say mishim kugavone niklev omrolei mafein asidim nikinei sadim zinli sadim eloei reiv v'chol minei reiv. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? So the Gemara, how can Rav Nachman say lo yoyo boki bohen bishmiseyen? So bishnei simonim toy, as long as he's able to identify an eiv. But even if he's able, why? Because if he's able to identify an Erev and define a certain bird, he says it doesn't look like an Erev at all. It doesn't look like a raven. Let's say Erev is a raven. So Mimele, he can eat it, as long as he finds the simony. But maybe it's the limini of the Erev. He is only a boki in the Erev, in the raven, but not the kindred type of the Erev, of the raven. So maybe that's it. And the limini of the Erev also has the simony. So the Gemara says, when Rav Nachman says that he has to be able to identify the Erev, he means not only Erev, the Erev and the kindred of the Erev. So he is able to identify. So in other words, if he knows it's not the Erev, it's not the limini of the Erev, so then it's all right. So Eloirev chol min Erev. Omar ameima hilchese eif abo b'simen echo toya. Vihu deloy dos. So now it's if before the Gemara said Rav Nachman said, hoyo boki bohem vishme seyen if a popi simleachotoya, only if he's a boki. But if he's not a boki, not. So now Amima says, hilchese if a popi simleachotoya, vihu deloy dos. So in other words, even if he's not a boki. Omalei Rav Ashi la Amima hode Rav Nachman mai, omalei lo shmiele. Rav Nachman said only if he's a boki. Kolim alo yisvirale. Ma'ike mishum peres v'ozniyo lesniyo b'yishuv. So in other words, even if someone is not a boki, Amima says, and we pass like Amima. So if he finds a bird, that is not Doris, b'simen echot, it's not Doris, so memele it's mut. But how can he rely on it? Maybe that is peres v'ozniyo. It also has one cimentare. No, Peres and Osnio are not motzo in our Mekemes. What it means our Mekemes? In the Mekemes of Chazal. So why? Because Peres be Osnio, Lesneo be Yishuv. And they are only motzo be Yayam. Now, when the Rishenim say they are only motzo be Yayam. Now, when Rishenim say Yayam, it might very well have reference to America. Because the Balamoye here, in Chodal Choy and Mirse Sare, Daf Yud Ches, I think, Daf Yud Ches, Yud Tes, or Chof in Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gemore that has to do with the international dateline. So the Balamoye mentions America, but he mentions it. And he calls it Iyayam. So in other words, so this Ether wouldn't apply to us, because we live in Iyayam. So Peres Osnio is Motzu. In other words, when the Gemara says Namim, it means in their Mekemes, Peres Osnio was not Motzu. But now Mekemes, Peres Osnio is Motzu. So Mele, it's not relevant La Aloche, this din of Hameima, for us. So Hameima says, if Abobi Simen Echot is Toeya, why is it Toeya? So he says, Budli Doris, but even if it's Loi Doris, so there is a possibility that it's Peres Vosnio, but Peres Vosnio is not Motzu in the Mekemis of Chazal, it's not Motzu in the Eretz Yisrael, it's not Motzu in Bovel, maybe it's not even Motzu in Europe, because Rishenim, they live in Europe and they mention the Din. So in other words, so it's not Motzu. Now, what does it mean? So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. What does it mean, Vahani Milei Doris? So if a bobi simenei achotoya, vafiloim boki bohem vishmiseyem, lo yichashin on dil meperes v'ozni yoei, kin forosh lekamei, lo yishchiche b'yishuv, elo b'midboris, v'hane mile d'loi doris, ki mashkechin on b'simenei achot marzikin on b'toya, kol kamed lechazin on lidi doris. So how does Rashi explain v'hane mile d'loi doris? Not d'loi doris that we know, we are absolutely certain. There is absolute proof beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's not an Ederis. In other words, Halimili Doris is, we didn't see him Deris. as long as we didn't see in their eyes. But if we did see in their eyes, so then it's awesome. This is how Rashi explains. So, but for Rashi, so when Rashi says, so what does it mean, b'simenechot? Now we have two simonitare. We have three organic simonitare, and we have one functional simonitare. Any deres. So according to Rashi, when Amima says, hilches eif abo b'simenechot toer, it means eif abo b'simenechot of the organic, simonitare. Let's say Kokovani Nikla for Zefek or Ezba Yisero. So if we see, find the bird and it has one of the three organic simonitare, so it's toya. Vehu, the Loidovis. If we didn't see this new bird that he found being there, so, but suppose he saw that this bird is a deres. Suppose he saw that this bird is a deres, even though it has a simonitare, an organic simonitare, in addition, and actually, I mean, so it has, if it is a deres, so if it is a deres, so they're not, so then we cannot eat it. Why? Because if it is a deres, so he says, v'koshi. Now let's see the thesis. Vud leidos, pirish bekuntres kin mishkachas beisimenechot, marzikin ole bitoya. Kol kamod lechazin ole leidos, v'koshi amai toya, shemo erevu, sheyesh le shnei simonitar. So how can he eat it? Why? Because it has one simonitar. It has one simentare, maybe we see one simentare, and Erev has two simonitare, and it's not Erev, so maybe it is an Erev, because it's not Erev, and Erev has two simonitare. So the two simonitare consist of not being deres, and then the simentare, the organic simentare that this bird chose. So how is he allowed to eat it? So what is the teretz? What is the teretz on Tesis Kashe? That we couldn't be cheshish, lest it is an erei. It is an erei. Because an erev is a deres. I mean, in respect to Tesis Kashe, how can we rely and eat it just because he chose one simentare and it's not a deres? So maybe it's an erev. Udas Rashi tzoruch leimar di be'erev lekeli svuke mishum be'erev have a deres. The erev have a deres. So that is the teretz. That Reb Chaim says on Tesis Kashe. Anyway, this is Rashi's pshat. So according to Rashi, when Amima says Hilche Seif Habo B'Simenechot Toeir V'Hud Lidori, so it means Seif Habo B'Simenechot a Simenechot B'Gufei, an organic cementar, and V'Hud Lidori that we didn't see that he's a deris. That we didn't see that he's a deris. So in other words, so then it is Toeir. But we should be Cheshish, maybe it's Peres, maybe it's Peres V'Oznio. So he says, no, Peres V'Oznio is Lesnaya B'Yishu. Peres V'Oznio is Lesnaya B'Yishu. All right, now Teisves, Teisves is Masik. V'Kosha Amai Tori Hashem O'Erevu, She'yish L'Shnei Simonitare. V'Eid Mashma, D'Yav Peres V'Oznio Shricha B'Yishu, Have Misapkebu, V'Amai Kivni Marzikinem Budei Nediris, V'Nirali, the Hudeli Doris, Kileima Beisi Simenechot, Haine Dene Deris, the Sulekeli Svuke, Eloi Biperesoi Bosnio, Rishriche Bishu, Avul Moyaderis, Hatnani Faderistam. So Teisves is Chilikan Rashi, and Teisves says that the Pshatin the Gemore in Amema, Hudeli Doris, doesn't mean in addition to an organic cementare, so we didn't see in Deris. That Vihudli Doris, when do we say that if Abobi Simon Echot Toyeir, if the Simon Echot Toyeir manifests itself in the functional cementare, in Loi Doris, Mashenke, if the Simon Echot manifests itself in an organic, cementare, so then we're not allowed to eat it. Now, again, Reb Chaim, the Kasha is raised against Teisves. Now, Teisves says that Ameimar is only Mata Bachile if the Simen Echot consists of Lidoris. But if the Simen Echot consists of another cementare, of the organic cementare, so then it's also Lochle. It's also Lochle. But the question is, Peres V'Oznio. Now, so, according to Teisves, so the only two Pishleim, if Teisves had agreed with the Shita of Avraham Meshi Barab Yesei, then it wouldn't be difficult. But Teisves is Chelikan and the girls and the Shita of Avraham Meshi Barab Yesei. So, according to Teisves, so the only species of birds spelled out in the Torah that have once with cementaries, Peres V'Oznio, because the 20 species spelled out in the Torah have three simonitari. So, and Erev has two simonitare. So, the only birds, species of Erev's name, spelled out by the Torah that have only one simonitare is Peres, and Peres V'Oznio. And Peres V'Oznio is L'Shricha B'Yishuv. So, why does Teisves say that according to Ameimar, only if the simonitare consists of Lidoris, even if the simonitare consists of Zefek, or Kokovani Niklav, or Ezba Yiseiro. So, since we see only one cementare, so it should be Muter. Because it couldn't be one of the 20 species, because the 20 species have three cementare. It couldn't be Erev, because Erev has two cementare. So it could be either Peres or Oznio. But Peres or Oznio is L'Shricha B'Yishu. So why does Teisves say that according to Ameimar, only the cementare consists of Loidoris, even if it consists of the organic cementare, it should also be Mutabachile. So again, Reb Chaim says here, and he says, it's a deichak, but we have to say that. So, Ushitas Teisves Koshe, the Bechol Chat Simen Oyolon Litaya, Kiven, the Peres V'Oznio is Shricha B'Yishuv, V'Su Leke Gabon Tmeim She'yub Nechat Simone, V'Tzorich Leima, the Rag Zeh Hamin She'ne Deire Su Shricha B'Yishuv, Avol Hasheni, She'be Peres V'Oznio Shricha B'Yishuv, Ul Hoche, Hudu Lemitarinon Rag B'Loidoris. Because the Gemara says that Peres V'Oznio, so each one of the two has one cementare, but the cementare possessed by Peres is not the same cementare possessed by Oznio. So Mimele, in other words, one of the two is Loishricha B'Yishuv, but the other two, we don't know which. So with the other two, so Ishricha B'Yishuv, either Peres Ishricha B'Yishuv or Oznio Ishricha B'Yishuv. We don't know which. So which one is Sab? Now one of the two has the cementare. Peres has one cementare, and Oznio has one cementare. So one of the two has a functional cementare, and the other one of the two has an organic cementare. So the one that is L'Shricha B'Yishuv is the one that is L'Shricha B'Yishuv is the Loidoris species. And the Doris species, Ishrichem Yishuv. So Memele, that's why if we find a bird that has the functional cementare, the Loi Doris species, so Memele, and that's Loi Ishrichem Yishuv, so we cannot be chesed that this bird that he found in Bovel, he found in Eretz Yisrael, so where the Loi, and it's a Loi Doris, it has the functional cementare of Loi Doris, he cannot be chesed. Maybe that's the Paris or Osnio, because the Paris or Osnio, the Loi Doris species, is not motzo in Bovel, is not motzo in Eretz Yisrael. So it's some other bird, some other species, not Paris or Osnio. So Memele, we apply the BNR. Masheinke, if he finds the bird that it has the organic cementare, let's say it's by Isero, Kokovani Niklav, or Zefek, some mele we have to be Cheshesh, this bird that has the Zefek, that has the Kokovani Niklav, that has the cementare of Ezba Isero, maybe this is the Doris species, the dairy species. And it has a cementare. That is Motsubishi. This is what I have to say to this. Anyway, all right, we'll leave it here. Now, I went over this Gemara because you couldn't know the dinim of Eifes Meim without going over the Gemara. But you should go over the Gemara and every Rashi, and also the Teisves of Yehudah Doris, and also the Teisves Mipnishiyeshlem Zetek, and also the Gemara, which is mostly Agalite, starting Daf Samagimul or Medalef at the bottom up to Tona Rabbanon, and then you should go over the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and also the Rambam. The Rambam is very complicated. There is a very long Reb Chaim, a very difficult Reb Chaim, and the Rambam sheet. And the Shulchan Aruch in this Simen Pibeis, I just want to discuss the various shittas. Now, according to... Now, let's see the Mishnah. Now, there are two Gyosois. One Gyosai is the Gyosai we have. There's the Gyosai of Rashi and Teisves, and that's called the Gyosai again. So, they are Gyosais, Vinilach Minaya, Maosom Tote Velo Yachlinon, Afkol Tote Velo Nech, Vikolchkin Trevechat, Teirchat. And then they are Gyosais, Merde Eschim Vaboy, Vistmeima, Vief Shelechat Nikibanach Leke Bahamit. So Mire, Esrim Vaboev is Neymave, Vabo Simon in Plote Hatre Bechule, Esrim Mehem Shleisha Shleisha, Utrei Beirik. That's the Girse again. But then there is the Girse of Rav Rebeshe Barabiense, the Valamoya mentions, and many Rishayim agree with that cheater, many Rishayim. So they are not Giris, Vinilach Minayim, Marosom Plote Beleachlinon. They're not geiris, dead at all. And then, in the other Gemara, on the base, so they are geiris, merde, eschim v'arboi, v'istneima, v'yev shal echad li kebhanech v'kebhane, v'av shesel v'un keachot, so the Gemara says, gmir eschim v'arboi, v'istneima, v'arbo simoni, tlote ise b'kule, not tlote hadre b'kule, eschim mehem shleisha shleisha. But lote is a bikuri. Utrei beirev had the peres had bosni. So the fundamental difference between the Girsas Agenim and the Girsas Parav Remish Parav Yisef is that according to the Girsas Agenim, so 20 possess three simonitar. And according to the Girsas Parav Remish Parav Yisef, so there are no ifes mei that possess three simonitar, but Plot Yisa Bikule means the 20 Eifest Mei. So each one of the 20 species possesses one. So, in other words, because altogether there are four simonita, Zefek Yisere, and Kokovoni Niklaf, not Zefek Yisere, Zefek, and Etzba Yisere, and Kokovoni Niklaf, and the Inidiris. So altogether we have four. So Tloti Yisabikuli. So three of these simoni, which three of these simoni are possessed by the 20 species? That's the three simonim begufet, Zefek, or Boni Niklaf, and that's by Yisrael. Now, the fourth simon of Eini Deiris, the fourth simon of Eini Deiris is not possessed by the 20 species. It's not possessed, because all the 20 species spelled out by the Torah are Deiris. And then Eirei has two simonitare, but it's also Deiris. So that means that all the 20 species, each one of them has one cemetery, but they are all deosim. All deosim. So that means collectively, the 20 species possess one of the three simonitare begufa, one of the three organic simonitare. But the fourth cemetery that is not organic, it's not begufe, it's a functional in the race that is not possessed by even one of the 20 species spelled out at all. But one of Peres Vosnio, we don't know which, possesses the fourth cementare, which is a functional cementare. So one of the two, it's either Peres or Vosnio, possesses a cementare, an organic cementare. Now we don't know which. And the other possesses the functional cemetery. But the 20 species, they all possess one of the organic cemetery. One of the organic cemetery. This is the shita of Rav Ramesh by this. Now, according to Rashi, so when the Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh lei etzba yiseiro vizefek vikokovoni niklaf istoy. So it means, as long as we take notice of these three things, that a certain bird has the three organic simonitare, even though we did not make sure as to whether it possesses the fourth simonitare, which is a functional simonitare. So it's already toy. According to Rashi, so when he say kol sheyesh lo yetz vayiseir avizev kofon edikov toyer, so it means if in addition to not being a deiris, because the Mishnah says at first kol if a deiris tomet, and then the Mishnah continues, Kol sheyesh lo yetz vayiseir avizev kofon edikov. So that means, according to Rashi, the pshat is as follows. If we see it's deiris, so it's definitely tomet. We don't have to inspect any further. It's the tomet. But suppose we didn't. So suppose we inspected and we saw that a certain bird is not a deiris. Definitely not a deiris. And then, and in addition, we noticed three simonitare begufon. So then it's done. But suppose we notice that there are three simonitare begufon, but we didn't check as to whether it possesses the functional simonitare of not being deiris, then we cannot eat that bird. That kind of thing. So in other words, according to Rashi, the pshat of kol sheyesh bo etzba yiseiro vizefek vikokuvoni nikla istoyer means in addition to any deiris. According to Rabbi Tam, it means kol sheyesh lo yetz yiseiro vizefek vikokuvoni nikla istoyer, even though we didn't check anything else. We didn't check as to whether he's a deiris or not a deiris. But we checked and we saw that he has the three organic simonitare, so it's loyal. But then the question arises, now Rabbi Tam has the same gear says Rashi, the gear Sagemi. So Tloti, he said, Bikule. Tloti, he said, Bikule. So how can the Mishnah say, Kol Sheish Lez Ba Yiseira, Vizekim Vikol Boni Nikla. Istoye, now maybe it's one of the 20 species, and each one of the 20 species called out by the Torah have the three or have three simone, have three simonitare. So Rami Tam mentions his chiddush that is strange because it doesn't seem to be in consonance with the Mitzvahs, unless we say that we just don't know the names of these birds. We don't know what Atalif is, and we don't know what Neshef is, and we don't know. But if we do know what they are, so then they seem to be Deireis. And the Koni, but the Koni Tramitam, and Tam says that the 20 species spelled out by the Torah are all Enum Deireis. Are all Enum Deireis, the Koni Tramitam. They are Enum Deireis. So Mimele, the Mishnah says very well, Kol Sheish Le'ez Ba'Yiseo, Vizefik, Vonim Niklav, even though he didn't check as to whether it's a Deireis or not a Deireis. A Deireis or not a Deireis. So still it is Toya. But how can it be Toya? Say, since we didn't check whether it's a Deireis or not a Deireis, maybe we just checked that it has the three or organic simonitare, maybe, and the 20 species have three simonitare. The answer is no. The 20 species per laboratory have only two organic simonitare and one functional simonitare. So of course, if we find a bird that has two organic simonitare and one functional simonitare, we can't eat it. But if Mishnah tells us, if we find a bird that has three organic simonitare, so then it's a raya that it's not of the Chodaladivist name. Because the 20 species also have three, but not three organic. They have two organic plus one function. That's Rami Tamshi. Now, so that means, so Memele it follows, according to Rami Tam, since the Gemara says that Peres V'Oznio, so one of Peres V'Oznio, either Peres or Oznio, has the additional cimentare that is not possessed by any of the 20 species. And according to Rabbi Tam, so all the 20 species possess two organic simonitare and one function. So since Peres V'Oznio or Oznio possesses the additional cimentare, not possessed by any one of the 20, so obviously that extra, that additional cimentare possessed by either Peres or Oznio must be the cimentare of any deals. Must be the cimentare of any deals. And that's why Teisves follows on the Tam Shite. So Mimele, Teisves says, in respect to this Gemara, and Gemara Omar Ameima, Hilchese, if Abo Bisimen Echo Toya, Vihudeloi Doris. So Teisves says that Ameimar is only Matia. And if Abobi Simenochet, if that Simenechot consists of Loidoris. If that Simenechot consists of Loidoris. Why? Because why is the Gemara Matia? Why is Ameima Matia? If Abobi Simenechot of Loidoris. Because that could only be Peres V'Oznio. And Peres V'Oznio is Loishriach in our Mekenis. Is Loishriach in our Mekenis. So that means that the extra, the additional semen that Peres V'Oznio possesses is the one that is Loidoris. Loidoris. So mainly if we find in Bovel or in Eretz Yisrael where Peres V'Oznio is Loishriach, so mainly if we find a bird that is Loidoris and it has no other cimentare, it doesn't have his effect and Kokovoni is not Niklav and it doesn't have that extra toe. So Mimele we say this bird must necessarily be Toya. Why? Because the only other alternative is that this is Peres Oznio. But Peres Oznio is in America, not in Eretz Yisrael and not in Bovel. So Mimele, So Mimele, so how is it that we found this bird in Bovel in Eretz Yisrael? It's not Peres Vozniyo. And if it's not Peres Vozniyo, and any other species of the Chavdalet, it couldn't be. Because any other species, so have either three or have two, or the other member of Peres Vozniyo, which has a cemetery, an organic cemetery. But this bird that we found does not have a single organic cemetery. It only has the functional cemetery of a Nidiris. So Mimele, so it's some other mean, not of the Chodale Deifes. So Mimele, it's Muter. But let's say if we find in America, now there's a Machlekes Rishenim about the Mekemes of the Rishenim, as to whether in those Mekemes, so the Peres Vozniyo is Shriach or not Shriach? Not Shriach. But if you find, let's say, in America, a bird, and you don't know its identity, but we see it has just one cemetery, a functional cemetery, then it wouldn't be Muter to eat it, because maybe it's Peres Vozniyo, you see. That is Teis Vishite. Rashi Shite is. So in other words, so the strange thing about Ramotam, Teis Vishite is, that all the chof species of Aphis names spelled out in the Torah, and they are in theirs. It's muchach that they are in theirs in the Kolit Ramatam. Because the Gemara says, because the Kolit Ramatam, so Peres Oyoznio that has the additional cementare that is not possessed by any one of the 20 species is. So, which cemetery does it have the functional? The Enidiris. So that means that Erev does not have the functional. And that the 20 species don't have the functional. So in other words, they are all... So in other words, according to Rabbi Natan, so now... Did I say that Rabbi Tam Shite, that this Teisves is in accordance with Rabbi Tam Shite, that the twenty species spelled out by the Torah, is Arinum Deosim. Arinum Deosim. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I mean, so that it was a slip of the tongue. Because according to Rabbi Tam, that the 20 species spelled out by the Torah, Arinum Deosim, Now that was a slip of the tongue, you see. Because according to Rabbi Tam, so when the Mishnah says Kol Sheyesh Le'Ezba Yiseiro Vizefek V'Kokovoni Nikra Yistoya, so it means even if we didn't check as to whether it's a deiris or an enediris. So as long as we see that it has the three, it has the three organic simonitare, so it's certainly not one of the Chodale Deifis Bei. Now the question arises, maybe it's one of the 20? So the answer is, the 20 have only two organic simonitari. Two organic simonitari. And two organic cementari, and the third cementari is a functional cementari. Now, Etzba, so according to Rav Netam, since Peres Wozniok has an additional cementari, not by possessed by the 20, and the 20 according to Rav Netam, so possess two organic and one functional. So Rav Netam couldn't say that when Ameima says that Hilchet say if Abovi Simeach Otoye of Hudli Doris, it means that if the cementare possessed by an unidentified bird consists of Loi Doris. Because according to Rav Netam, since Peres Wozniok, the Gemara says, has the additional cementare, not possessed by any one of the 20 species, and the 20 species, the 20 species, all of them possess that functional cementare. So it couldn't be possessed by Peres Wozniok, because Peres Wozniok possesses that additional cementare. So on the contrary, that was a slip of the tongue. I mean, this Teisve Shite does not follow Rav Netam Shite. The Teisve is here. So true, in another Teisve, it follows Rav Netam Shite. But the Teisve is here, Daf Samach Veis, Omedale, Vihuda Lidoris, cannot accord with Rav Netam Shite. Because this Teisve says, V'dinirali, Vihuda Lidoris, Kilema, Be'isei Simenechot, Haile Dinedeiris, the soul actually swukel of the Peres Wozniok. And Peres Wozniok has the additional cementare, not possessed by any one of the 20. And according to Rav Netam, so the 20 have only two organic cementare and one function. Alright. So it was a slip of the tongue. Alright. Now, the Rabbi Gershon, so according to Rabbi Netam, we have to say that the additional cementare possessed by Peres Wozniok, that is an organic cementare, not a function. Now, Rashi holds that when the Mishnah says, a kol sheyesh lo yes by yisera v'zefek, Vikukovone Niklaf istoeya. So it means in addition to any deris. So that means if an unidentified bird has the three organic simonetare, and in addition we took notice that it's any day race, so then it is toya. But if we just see that it has three organic simonetare and we didn't make sure that it's an any day race, then it's osa, because of the possibility maybe it is one of the 20 species that's spelled out by the Torah stone. All right. Now let's see the Torah. Simoni Yoev, Loinisparsu, Ala Shapiris Akosu, Eifis Nei Muteri, Ubameshech Lukim Teiri Meat Nei, Osu Chachomim Simoni Tare, Vehim Dalet Vori. Hatoyer eni deris, perish eni eiche, hoeif mechai. Now we have four pshotim in eni deris. Rashi's pshat is that eni deris means that it doesn't pick up the thing that the living organism that it eats completely bave. In other words, it holds its legs on that organism. That's Rashi's pshat. Teisev pshat is was the two mentions. Pirush eneichel oif mechay. Rabbi Gershon's pshat is The deiris means that keilit eisi ba'avia. If it grabs the if it grabs its prey in ba'avia, and then the Ramban's pshat is that deiris means that it injects its venom. All right, but the Ratur mentions stasis pshat. And eichaleiv mechay. V'yesh li zefek v'etz v'yiseo v'kovon enikal v'yad. ואפילו אם אני נקלף, אלא אם כן ייתנו איסי בשמש ולסחמים, חושב שפה נקלף. אבל אם נקלף אלא בסכין, so that's one of the sweakest that the Gemara mentions. לחושב נקלף, מסופק, לפי חוכמי שמעתי חובדה לדי אפס את מאים, המפורושים בפוסק, ומניין מותה לאחר כל איף שאינה מהן, וכל מי שאינה מכיר, אם ראי איף די רייס, ודאי תומי. If he sees an איף די רייס, so it's ודאי תומי. Vimeni yedei im deiris im lab, im kishem amidne ise alchut chilek es raglo, beizetz bois likan, u beizetz bois likan, oishe chilek vino avir, veichel, beyodu asher deiris. So in other words, that's in line. So the two first mentioned the pshat of any deiris in eichel if mechayim. Not the rabbi Gershon pshat, but as a simen, he mentions also Rabbi Gershon's pshat, Oish Akelit Min Avia, Veichel, so Biyodua Shehu Deiris. Biyodua Shehu Deiris. So it appears from the tour, that the essence of Deiris consists in accordance with Deiris pshat. What's the essence of deiris? In other words, the essential feature of a bird of prey consists in the fact that the bird eats its victim while it's still alive. But he mentions Rabbi Gershon's pshat as a symptom of being a bird of prey. In other words, if a certain bird has the shows, the ability of grabbing its victim min avir, so it's a raya that it has the habit of eating its victim while it's still alive. But the important thing consists in the fact that it's eichel oif mechay. It's eichel oif mechay. So in other words, so that means that the two doesn't agree with Rabbi Gershon's pshat. Because you see, according to Rabbi Gershon, so the kilit min avir is the essential thing that makes it an eiv deiris. According to the two, the essential thing that makes it an eiv deiris, consists in eating the victim while it's still alive. But if it is kilit the victim min avir, so it's symptomatic of the fact that it can eat the victim while it's alive. Or shekilit na'avi aveichom yedua shereis. V'yimu b'ches kasheini deireis. V'yeish lo ye'echod megim la'asimonim. Eize sheyye. Kosov ha'rambam shu'utoy. Now, here the Shiras Rambam. He mentions, you see, the two mention the Shiras Rambam. The Shiras Rambam is very complicated. So there is a Reb Chaim on that Rambam, and he explains the Shiras Rambam very well. Now, because according to all the other Rishayim, when Ameima says Eif Abobis Imenecho Toya Vihudu Lidoris, so Ameima means that if one Simen Tare is established, so we allow to eat. That's the pshat according to all the Rishayim, except the Rambam. But Rashi, according to Rashi's pshat, Eif abo b'simen echot toya. Vudli doris means Eif abo b'simen echot. Eif abo b'simen echot means, let's say, a simen echot biguf. Zefek or kukvone nikla for etzba yiseiro. And vudli doris means only if we didn't see him being gederis. But if we saw him being gederis, if we saw him being gederis, so then it's osa. Why is it Tosea? Because the Mishnah says in so many words, if Adir is Tomei. So in other words, once we establish that a certain bird is a Deira, is a bird of prey, then it's definitely Tomei. So here when Amina says, if Abobi Simenecho Toeya, it means if we took notice that he has an organic simentare, any one of the organic simentare, Zefek, or as we say, of one in the club, so it's Toya. As long as we didn't notice the bird to be a Deiris. But if we did notice the bird to be a Deiris, so then it's definitely Tomei. It's definitely Tomei. So why? Now, Teisa says the Kash. So how can we eat it? Maybe it's an eirei. In other words, we didn't see that it's a deiris. We didn't see that it's a deiris. So it's possibly it's an eirei deiris. Not possibly, but probably. Probably it's an eirei deiris. We have to say that in all probability it's an eirei deiris. Because if al pidim, we have to be cheshish, maybe it's a deiris, and kol if adiris is tomei. So how could Amema say that you're allowed to eat it? So since Amema says, if abob is melechot toyeya, so we take it for granted. It's not an absolute certainty, but we take it for granted that it's an eirei deiris. Now, if it's an eirei deiris, so it already possesses one semen tare of eirei deiris. And in addition, it has an organic semen tare. So first of all, the kashi is, it has two semen, not one semen. It has two semen. And then, why is toyeya? An eirei has two semen tare. Now, this in all probability, we didn't see a deiris. So we take it for granted it's not a deiris. So it has one functional cementare of any deiris, and then another cementare, zefek, or one in iklaf, or as we say, so it has two cementare. It might be the eiriv. So why? And the eiriv is motzu in our mekemeis. So why is it muter? So the answer is, Reb Chaim says that, and the Mashor really pointed out, that according to Rashi, the eiriv is a deiris. The Erev is a Deiris. The Erev is a Deiris. So, Memele, since the Erev is a Deiris, so since we take it for granted that it's an Eine Deiris, in addition, it has an organic cementare, it has a Zefek, or an Ezbe Yisere, or Kokuban and Nikla. So, Memele, it has two simonitare. But not the Erev, it's a different me, not the Erev. So Mele it's Muta. So Mele it's Muta. So why does the Gemara say? So in other words, so then the question arises against Rashi, the Gemara says that the reason as to why it is Muter is because Ma'ike Mishim Peres Ve'Azniyo is Lishchiche. So the question is, the reason is because it has two simonitare. And it, the only if Tomei that has two simonitare is Erev. But Erev Erev is a Deiris. So Erev has two organic simonitare. And this has one organic simonitare and one functional simonitare. So that's the reason as to why it's Muter. And the Gemara says that the reason as to why it's muter is because Poros Ve'Ezniyo is Loi Shriche. So he says Poros Ve'Ezniyo is Lisnaya B'Yishuv. So the answer is because Rashi doesn't say Vihudeli Doris that we know for sure that it's Loi Doris. We didn't see it there. So then Mimonef Shach it's muter. Because either it's Dori, so we say as follows, that either it's Doris or it's Loi Doris. Now, if it is Doris, So then, if it is Doris, then it must be Peres or Osnia. Because we only see one organic simontare. It doesn't have two organic simontare. Only one organic simontare. Now, if it's Loidoris, so then it has two simontare. So, and even if it isn't, so it must be an iftoi, if it's Loidoris. Now, if it is Doris, so then it must be Peres v'Osnia. Because it has one organic simontare. And if it's Doris, so then it has no other simontare. So, which iftome has only one simontare? That's Peres v'Osnia. That's Peres v'Osnia. So, and Peres v'Osnia is l'shriach, so maybe we don't have to be cheshish. So we don't have to be cheshish, less it is Doris, because if it is Doris, it must be Peres v'Osnia, because it has the cementari of Zefek, let's say, or any other organic cementari. And if it is Loi Doris, if we can take it for granted, then it's Loi Doris, then it has two cementari, one functional and one organic. So it's not Erev, because Erev has two organic simontare, not one functional, one organic. But if we don't, there is a possibility that it is Doris, because after all, we didn't make sure that it is Loi Doris, we didn't see a Doris. But we don't have to be cheshish that it's Doris, because if it is Doris, then it must be Peres v'Osnia. So somehow it managed to fly across the sea and come to Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to be cheshish for it. So Mimele, it's Muter. So it's, according to Rashi's Pshat, it's not Muter on the basis of, in final analysis, according to Rashi's Pshat, so it's not muter on the basis of one simontare, but in final analysis it is muter on the basis of two simontare, but not Erev, because Erev is the Erev, and Erev has two organic simontare, and here if it is Loi Doris, it has two simontare, one organic, one function. So, and what's the other possibility? A remote possibility. Maybe it is the Erev. If it is the Erev, so then it must be Peres v'Osnia. We don't have to be cheshish for it, because Peres v'Osnia is shliche. So in other words, so why is it muter? Because we assume it's not Peres v'Osnia. The Pashtus Haloshon of the Gemara indicates that we assume that it is that it has one simontare and that it's muter on the basis of one simontare, but according to Rashi it's muter on the basis of two simontare, one functional and one organic. Now according to the Teisves says here, Vihud Lidoris means only if that single simontare consists of Loi Doris, so Mimele, then it is Toya, because Peres or Osnia has that additional simontare of Loi Doris, because the 20 minim efes tmeim, so they have the three organic simontare, and this unidentified bird has the functional simontare. So there is just one mintome that has the functional simontare, Peres v'Osnia, and that's l'shriche. So it must be another species, not Peres v'Osnia. So since it has that one simontare, so maybe it is muda. This is Teisvishit here. But the question arises, now, according to Teisvei Shite, why does Amima say only if the simontare consists of the functional simontare? But if the simontare consists consists of the organic cementare. So then it is also, since according to Teisves Girse, which is the Girse Sagenim, so the 25th Meim spelled out by the Torah have three organic simonetari. Three organic simonetari. Erev has two organic simonetari. So now if we find an unidentified bird that has one organic simonetari, let's say it's Efek, or it has, as we say, or Kekvone Nikva, it should be Muta Ba'achile. Because it couldn't be one of the 20, because the 20 have three organic simonetare. It couldn't be Erev, because Erev have two organic simonetare. So it only could be Peres Oznio, so is Rishchiach. So the answer is, so I have to say, that according to Teisves, so one of the two of Peres Oznio is Rishchiach in Armikines, but the other one is Rishchiach. Now, one of Peres Oznio, so possesses the functional cemetery. The other member of Peres Oznio, the other species of Peres Oznio, so possesses an organic cementare. So Mimele, only the species that possesses the functional cementare is Loishriach in Bobel in Eretz Yisrael. But the species that possesses the organic cementare is Shriach in Eretz Yisrael in Bobel. So Mimele, if we find an unidentified bird that has his effect, we have to be cheshish, maybe it's that species. I don't know whether it's Peres or Osmi, one of the two, that possesses the organic cementare and that's Motsu in Bobo in Eretz Yisrael. But if we find an unidentified bird that possesses the functional cementare, and that species that possesses the functional is not Motsu, and this has it, so it's another species, it's not Peres or Osmi. That's Teisves Shiva. Now, So according to Rashi, so the halacha of Eif Abo B'Simen Echot Toer means if we find an organic cementare in an unidentified bird and we didn't see it there is, but we didn't check it as to whether it is there is or not there is. As long as we didn't see it there is and we saw that it has an organic cementare, it's mutar. According to Teisves, only if the cementari consists of the functional. But the Shittas HaRambam is, he says,